They don't get a voice in the general election, but during primary season, Puerto Rico can give 20 delegates to a candidate, which explains why Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum are suddenly talking about Puerto Rico. It's Friday, March 16th. This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday, and good morning one last time to my friend Dan Damon of the BBC, who's traded places
with John.
Indeed,
Celeste, and good morning to those who've been queuing all night for their new iPad. Let us know how you get on.
That's right. A lot of news this morning, actually. President Obama's campaign has released its first ad, and it's a 17-minute documentary. Also, Rick Santorum traveled to Puerto Rico to campaign, but he irritated a number of islanders when he said if Puerto Rico wants to be the 51st state, they should adopt English as a principal language. And a listener in Florida sent us this text. I think we should make English the principal language of Miami. Tell us what you think by calling 8778-MY-TAKE. In the meantime, let's take a look at the headlines.
The American soldier accused of killing 16 Afghan civilians earlier this week has gotten himself a lawyer. And that lawyer, John Henry Brown, says his client is, in Brown's words, in shock. Brown says the soldier's been redeployed to Afghanistan after he'd been promised that his third tour of duty in Iraq would be his last. He also told reporters in Seattle last night that his client suffered a head wound and lost part of a foot while he was in Iraq.
I think it's of interest that we have a soldier who has an exemplary record, decorated soldier who was injured in Iraq to his brain and to his body, and then despite that was sent back. I think that's an issue. I think it's a concern.
Brown also says that the day before the rampage, the soldier was standing next to a friend at their base in southern Afghanistan when the other man's leg was blown off. But Brown says so far nobody's told him what triggered the attack. And there's more news from Afghanistan. The Marine Corps has revealed that an Afghan soldier shot and killed a 22-year-old Marine last month. This was at least the seventh incident in the past 6 weeks where a member of the American military has been killed in Afghanistan by somebody who's supposed to be on his side.
North Korea is planning to launch a long-range rocket into space next month. That announcement today caught many people by surprise because only a few weeks ago, North Korea agreed to a moratorium on long-range missile tests. Officials in Pyongyang say the rocket will launch a satellite and that it's their way of honoring the country's late founder, Kim Il-sung, on his 100th birthday. The U.S. has decided to resume military aid to Egypt. That's what our partner, The New York Times, is reporting. They say the White House will try to sidestep Congress and a new requirement that directly links military aid to the protection of human rights.
Political news this morning. Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul is declining to say if he'll support Mitt Romney should Romney win the GOP nomination. Paul says it all depends on what Romney's foreign policy will be. President Obama, meanwhile, has scheduled five fundraisers in one day, three of them in Atlanta, two in Chicago, right before next Tuesday's Republican primary in Illinois. Cleanup operations resumed this morning in Michigan and Kentucky after severe storms that swept through those areas yesterday. One of the storms hit the town of Ida, Michigan. Resident Matt Leisinger told Fox News he saw it coming.
Seen the green sky, went outside, started watching, and neighbors started yelling at me. Said, hey, look over there, look over there. I looked, and there it was. Big tornado. It was huge.
At least three tornadoes were reported in southeast Michigan. The rural community of Dexter appears to have been the hardest hit. It seems nobody was hurt seriously, but at least 100 homes there were damaged.
Asian markets are mixed at this hour, European markets as well, but Wall Street futures are up. The Dow will start at 13,252, the S&P at 1,402, the NASDAQ opens again over 3,000 at 3056. And as I said earlier, many listeners have called in and written in to respond to Rick Santorum's comment that English should be the principal language of Puerto Rico. A listener in Florida texted this. The real question should be, what are the economic and social benefits of statehood for both Puerto Rico and the U.S.? Has anyone studied that question? If it's not a win-win for both, why bother? Well, I'll have more about that question in just a moment. But please, let us know what you think. Do you agree that English should be the principal language of Puerto Rico before it can become a state? Let us know at in English. I'm kidding. 8778-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. Seriously, you can call in Spanish if you want.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper. with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.